Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. If you're new to the podcast, what we'd simply do is I read from a book of the Bible. Right now, we're going through the book of Galatians. We'll do another book starting October 1st, and then I pray according to that scripture for you, and hopefully that's encouraging to you. And just hearing the Word of God every day is super encouraging for me, and saying it out loud is super encouraging too. So I hope that these prayers touch you where you're living, and I pray that they are a blessing to you. All right, we're in Galatians 3, verses 15 through 22 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Brothers and sisters, let me give you an example from everyday life. No one can get rid of an official agreement between people. No one can add to it. It can't be changed after it has been made. It is the same with God's covenant agreement. The promises were given to Abraham. They were also given to his seed. Scripture does not say and to seeds. That means people, and it says, but it says and to your seed. That means one person. And that one person is Christ. Here's what I mean. The law came 430 years after the promise. But the law does not get rid of God's covenant and promise. The covenant had already been made by God. So the law does not do away with the promise. The great gift that God has for us does not depend on the law. If it did, it would no longer depend on the promise. But God gave it to Abraham as a free gift through a promise. Then why was the law given at all? It was added because of human sin, and it was supposed to control us until the promised seed had come. The law was given through angels, and a go-between was put in charge of it. A go-between means that there is more than one side to an agreement, but God didn't use a go-between when he made his promise to Abraham. So, is the law opposed to God's promises? Certainly not. What if a law had been given that could give life? Then people could become right with God by obeying the law, but Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin. It does so in order that what was promised might be given to those who believe. The promise comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for Paul's phraseology here and teaching us about what the law is and what the covenant is and what the promise is. We could get kind of bogged down in all of that, but basically what he's saying is the promise comes first, and it hasn't been eradicated because there was a law placed in between it. And so, Lord, we're grateful for that, because as I look at the law, the Ten Commandments, and all of the laws around that, I see how I fall short, and I see how impossible it is for me to live because of my sin nature in a way that would please you. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much that there has been a resolution to this problem of our sin, and that's been through Jesus Christ. So, Lord, boy, the gospel's been just preached so many times in Galatians already, especially about freedom and just this freedom of life that comes in knowing that you're forgiven. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to live in light of that forgiveness today. I pray for the person who's been carrying kind of this chain behind them of something that has bothered them from the past. And I remember a scene in the movie The Mission, where I believe it was Robert De Niro's character who is carrying up this hill, this gigantic burden. It's like a big metal mess, and he just keeps carrying it and carrying it, and eventually gets to the top, and he lets go of it. And that picture is very strong in my mind when I think of what it's like for us to carry around shame and regret and guilt of the past. Lord, we are weary of carrying up this slippery hill that's rain-soaked, and it seems so impossible, but once we get to the apex of that hill, we look at Calvary, we look at the cross, and we realized you've carried every single person's great big sin burden on your shoulders, and you were the only one capable of doing so. And in carrying it, you have taken it from us, and we no longer have to carry it. So Lord, we proclaim freedom today, hallelujah, freedom to someone who maybe has been carrying around the regret of sin and the pain and the mess that they've made of their lives. And I say it as well, that we have been set free. We can let go of that chain. We can let that big ball of metal roll down to the bottom of the hill. And we can live in that freedom of lightness and forgiveness. So Lord, in light of that, and in light of what we've been forgiven, and we choose to receive it today, And we recognize that by hitting ourselves over the head with it, we're not walking in line with what Scripture says. We have been forgiven. So forgive us for not forgiving ourselves and for carrying around something we weren't meant to carry. But in light of that, I pray that you would show us someone that we need to forgive, to let go of the bitterness that we have towards someone, and let you be the judge and let you take care of all of that. And it's not our job to try to figure that out. Forgiveness doesn't mean that the pain wasn't painful. It just simply means we understand we've been forgiven much, and so we are a people of forgiveness. I pray all of this beautiful truth in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I am humbled that you are taking time. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast. You can start as low as $1 a month. It just helps pay for the engineering by William and Kristen and some social media help. So thank you for that. And also my time and all the hosting and website stuff, all that. So thank you in advance for doing that. And I do pray that today is a day that you could finally just be able to look yourself in the mirror and say these words: I am forgiven.